Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
It's time for the hits. J.J. Watt. He was a big part of the Texans' win yesterday. They win their sixth straight with a 19-17 win in Denver over the Broncos. They moved to 6-3 on the season, heading into the bye week after week 9. This was J.J. Watt yesterday after the game, after being asked by Mark Berman what it felt like to get the W.
I was so disappointed, Mark. I was stoked, man. What do you think? I was excited. I was happy. I mean, this league is very hard to win. It's very difficult to win this league, and you have to take them however you can get them. And it was a back-and-forth battle all day, and find a way to win. Just find a way.
I expect better out of Berman.
That's a bad question.
It's a horrible question, Mark.
How does
Come on.
Feel? I hate how does it feel questions.
Talk about nuts.
Talk about the game.
What's it feel like to win six straight?
Is that really? That's as prepared as you are?
Yeah.
Going into the postgame?
Berman knows better.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just he had a bad moment, man. Yeah, you know, he dropped the punt went through his arms. You know, he called fair catch.
So basically, he went Tyler Irvin in the postgame.
Tyler Irvin. Everybody has those moments. J.J. Watt always looks like he got the wind knocked out of him when they show him on TV.
Oh, he's hopping.
He looks gassed, and then he makes a play.
Is he just a very strategic breather?
Oh, you know, I wondered that myself.
That's my
because he was like opening his mouth real wide when he was breathing.
I think he is though.
Almost
I think
like
I've heard him talk about
like
that.
The science of sports. Yeah,
it looks like because to anyone watching, it looks like J.J. Watt is just gassed. But you know how good a shape
he
this
had
guy's
the strip
in.
On.
You know what a freak he is. I feel like J.J. is one of those guys that is just a strategic breather and now, he knows how to maximize his breath.
Now that is a good question for J.J. I bet you would talk 10 minutes about that.
You think he's just trying to breathe in as much oxygen
yes.
as he can?
Yes.
I agree with that.
Like when you're swimming, you know, when you breathe through your mouth, you have to really.
Like Fred, you work out every day, but when there's someone who's next level workout, like world class athlete.
Yeah.
They're stretching.
So
it's
weird
like
you
there's
said
30
that.
Minutes of stretching. There's
dynamic
like
stretching.
The breathing. And then when you like work out with them, they're like, no, breathe between.
Yeah.
Breathe between. Like I feel like J.J. looks like he's gassed, but really he's just like a strategic workout freak breathing
That's
guy.
Something nobody's talking about.
Now that's talking about.
Listen, you two poo-pooed my tight intake, but that's legit.
I saw him a couple times. I thought the exact
there's
same thing.
There's just a lot of stuff you can say about J.J., but out of shape does not seem like one of them that I could ever think.
No. Hyperbolic, yes. Out of shape, no.
A closer on pep talks.
He's no Mike Vrabel, okay? Let's get that straight. He is no Mike Vrabel, who also not Mike Vrabel, Demaryius Thomas. He made his Texans debut yesterday. Looked great at the beginning, not so great towards the end. This was him on the highs and lows of yesterday's debut.
This whole thing has just been different. You know, it's been weird coming out of different tunnel. I never came. I've been in the locker room I've never been in. Seeing my guys warm up, seeing the guys come over and speak to me different. First time my family ever been on the field. So, you know, that was special also.
Now that kind of throws me off.
Yeah,
that's weird.
His family had never been on the field before. By the way, how dope was it? Peyton Manning's kids waited around, and his son's already got the Demaryius Thomas jersey.
The Texans. His Peyton Manning's son is rocking the Demaryius Thomas Texans gear.
That's pimp right
That's
there.
That's pretty good.
That is
how about
legit.
Him just running off the field?
Just sprinting off.
He didn't want to deal with it. He was just like too emotional. I get it, man.
I don't blame him.
That's something.
And to his point, that probably was bizarre.
Oh,
you've spent eight
celebrating
years, nine
with the
years,
Texans? Yeah.
Right? You know, you're on the visitor's sideline. You're in the visitor's locker room. No, that was a, tell you what nobody's talking about. Carolina Panthers.
They're starting to talk about them. They're starting to talk about
them. Deshaun Watson is now the third.
They're talking about those hats, too, man.
Yeah, they are.
Come on, Cam.
He can drive.
I guess that's his thing now.
Cam Newton.
It's
Come
just
on.
Bizarre.
Nah, he brings it.
I love the suit.
Nah, I do like the suit. I do like the suit. The hat's a bit much.
The hat's a bit much.
But anybody can. But he can do whatever he wants. But it's Cam. That's exactly right.
Looks like one of my fishing hats.
Hey.
I should throw a couple lures on there.
You should. I think there's one on there, actually. Deshaun Watson, now the third player in NFL history with at least 35 pass touchdowns through the first 16 games of his career. He joins Hall of Famers Dan Marino and Kurt Warner. Watson on the identity of his team 9 games into the season.
No one quits. Everyone keeps fighting. You know, that's the DNA of this team. You know, everyone keeps believing. Everyone keeps fighting until the very, very end. And that's what we do. Regardless of the situation or what adversity we have,
we always gonna keep fighting, and you know that's the NFL. Everything comes down to, you know, details, and you know sometimes, you know, usually come down to the last play. So, you know, we did a good job of staying in it and staying with it, and we came out with the win.
Dan Marino, number 13. You slided him this morning when you talked about episode 113.
Nah, there's a reason.
Oh, we did slide him.
He's one of my favorite quarterbacks.
Wait,
what
you mean? There's a reason.
Nah, not a fan.
He's one of my favorite quarterbacks.
What's not to like about Dan Marino?
Loser.
What?
Loser.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so
Dan Marino is a pimp.
He is.
Should have been able to get over Buffalo at least once.
This dude,
best release I've ever seen.
Didn't have a running game. Don't blame Dan. It's not like Dan didn't go down swinging.
Which is correct.
Swinging and banging.
You are being, you are 100% accurate. Best release I've ever seen.
Quickest release.
Woo. Looked like Joe Namath. Joe Namath and him were the two quickest. Anywho, look. Deshaun Watson right there with same conversation as Dan Marino. And there was another one. Not just Kurt Warner. There was another one that they showed on TV that he had also been.
You know who else can be joining them in that list here pretty soon?
Oh, your guy?
Huh? 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 You guys want to say it?
It's going to be hard to do with an ACL.
Anywho. ACL my ass. ACL my ass. I'm two functioning knees. Thank you very much. Non-surgically repaired. Thank you very much. Speaking of elsewhere in the National Football League, there are no longer any unbeaten teams in the National Football League after the Saints topped the Rams 45-35. This is play-by-play of the Thomas touchdown late in the game yesterday.
We're down in seven.
Lady, what's that?
Kamara starts in the slot. Passes to Thomas. He's gone. Touchdown, Saints.
Man, what a game.
That was a hell of a game.
What a game. How about the... Who was it that tiptoed down the sideline, came, whipped his leg all the way around, stayed in bounds from the Rams? Who was that?
Cooper Kupp.
No, it wasn't Cooper Kupp. I'll think of it. Anyway,
Brandon
what a
Cooks.
Game. No.
Robert Woods.
Nope. You're getting, what was the running back?
Todd Gurley.
Nope.
Oh, Malcolm Brown from Texas.
Yeah, Malcolm Brown.
Yeah, it was Malcolm Brown.
Yeah.
Shout out to Malcolm.
Hell of a play. I missed it.
See
his eyes light up. Didn't he realize who it was?
No, I like Malcolm, but
no,
I feel like you set that up. Patriots, they topped the Packers yesterday 31-17. Patriots just keep doing Patriot type things. Mike McCarthy.
He's gone, right?
He's got to be. But now, in fairness to them, that defense was just beat to hell yesterday. It seemed like every other series somebody was getting hurt. But I just don't see how. I mean, this team's on pace to win what, six games, seven games. They're probably not going to win. They're definitely not going to squeak into the playoffs right now. Right now, the two teams out of the NFC North that would be going would be the Bears, who are in the lead in the NFC North, and then the Minnesota Vikings, who won yesterday as well, sitting there at 5-3-1. So starting to waste away them Aaron Rodgers years.
It's a valid argument.
Away those Aaron Rodgers years just goes to show. You know what it does? Is it makes, for every time we see a great quarterback struggle or the team around him struggle, it just makes it. I'll tell you what, it does two things. One, it just continues to show you the greatness of Brady and Belichick. And you know who else I think should start getting more love? Peyton and Breeze. I think Peyton and Breeze need to start getting more love for that duo.
Oh, yeah.
For what those two have been able to do. I mean, yes, they've only got, quote-unquote, only got one Super Bowl.
Okay, Sean Payton and Breeze. Okay, I was confused.
Sorry. Yeah. No, Sean Payton and Breeze.
Every time you say Payton, I just think Manny.
Sean Payton and them need to get... Sean Payton is... I think the problem is that what makes them such giants is the fact that they just keep going to Super Bowls, and that's why everybody else just kind of falls to the wayside, because they just can't get to the Super Bowl as much. But Saints look like a Super Bowl team right now.
And an electric atmosphere. That's one of the... The special places to watch a game, and the ironic thing about it is it's one of the old stupid stadiums. You know, it's one of the old, you know, dome, Astrodome-esque type of stadiums that they just have redone, and it just makes it special.
Super Bowl prediction redo. What you got?
Give me your Super Bowl prediction
redo right now.
I'll just stick with the Texans and take the crow. But if you want to put a gun to my head and imaginary gun to my head,
but who are they playing? Who are the Texans playing?
The Rams.
Okay.
I'm sticking with the Rams.
Okay.
I'm going to say Chiefs and Rams, which has been my pick for about at least the last month. But the Saints are fuego and got home field with that win yesterday.
Against my better judgment, I'm going to say Chiefs and Saints. Now, I said Saints at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. I said Saints and Ravens. Ravens are...
They're all right.
Hey. They just can't get out of their own way. They really can't. No, they'll get. I think they can sneak into the playoffs, but they just can't get out of their own way. And we saw that from them yesterday.
Can I interest you in a stat?
Give me another team besides the Texans, because I know that you're just sticking with that for the sake of your original argument. But let's pretend you wanted a team that actually had a more pretty football.
Chiefs or Patriots.
It's got to be, right? Everybody keeps wanting to jump on this Chargers bandwagon, though.
No.
They're hot, man.
Joey Bosa's coming back.
They're good.
Joey Bosa. He'll be back in a couple
weeks.
All
right, let's do a power ratings right now. Number one.
Chiefs.
Chiefs are the best team in the league right now.
Yeah, I'll say Chiefs. Two, Saints.
Rams.
Three, Saints. Rams. I got Chiefs, Saints, Rams in that order,
That's
right?
That's who I got.
Four, Pats.
Actually, you know what?
I got Chiefs, Rams, Pats, Saints.
I'd go Chiefs, Pats. I'd take the Pats over the Saints or the Rams.
I'm going Chiefs, Saints, Rams, Pats, and then who? Chargers?
Chargers if you want.
Who should go there at number five ahead of the Chargers?
There's not a lot of great teams.
Carolina.
I'd go Chargers, Panthers. That's my top six.
I would take Carolina over the Chargers only because they've been there before. I like that defense, and let's not pretend like Phillip Rivers is Joe Montana in the postseason.
What this is telling me is there's really only four great teams. Because we both had to argue over Chargers and Panthers at 5-6. It's the Chiefs, Saints, Rams, and Patriots. That's
15
it.
Teams with a winning record right now in the entire league. Mm-hmm. 15, 17 with the losing. Could I interest you guys in a stat from the Saints?
Please.
Of course you can.
Alvin Kamara, he joins Jim Brown as the only two players 23 or younger to have three touchdowns three times in a season.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't throw women over balconies.
No, he doesn't.
Like Jim Brown. Biggest wife beater in the history of sports, by the way.
That's saying something. That's saying something right there.
I mean, OJ did kill his wife, so that does kind of trump that.
You know the only thing separates OJ from Jim Brown?
Like what?
The girl that
yards?
Jim Brown threw over the balcony knew how to land.
I mean, he did slit her throat. So, I mean, he did almost
he
cut
her
head
off. A three-story balcony.
Mm-hmm. Well, still, I mean, you can survive a three-story fall. I mean, he did. I mean, it was only. I mean, in fairness. OJ did kill two people.
713-572-4610.
And multiple times before that beat her.
beat the brakes off of her repeatedly.
All right. OJ's the GOAT. Jim Brown's second place.
I was going to say, I feel like this is a runaway, no pun intended.
Okay. OJ,
and stole and made John get out of his seat.
Yeah, that bastard.
Yeah, that's the tiebreaker.
made Lopez get out of his
first
seat.
Class seat.
Told him, I'll cut you. I will cut you. I said, okay, listen, you win.
It's yours, OJ.
You
go
win.
Juice, run, right. Juice, run.
I want no part of this. I want no part of this. Could I interest you in a YouTube channel? By the way, who watches? I mean, the kids do.
This is so good.
The kids do. I get it. My son watches YouTube. Are you going to watch Bregman's YouTube channel?
No.
You know what?
I probably won't.
I don't want to lose respect for him. I like his Instagram stories. I don't need 30 minutes of it.
You're not going to watch it, but I guarantee you, you're going to like a lot of it.
All right. Well, this is a preview of Alex Bregman and what you're going to see, because he had Instagram going nuts. This is him
before. Yes, he did.
He first of all, he took a road trip to Baton Rouge with Paul Wall.
Who we're trying to get on the show, by the way.
On a party bus. Yeah. And this is what Alex Bregman, just a few of his videos before the game, sounded like.
Let's go. You get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. It's in the kitchen till the morning light. Alabama ain't play nobody. Alabama ain't no play nobody. They play nobody. Let's go.
And then that last one was, I mean, it was, you couldn't top it.
It was just what, him sitting there making that face?
The first part of it was him saying, Alabama ain't play nobody. Ain't play nobody. And then it cuts to him just staring forward quietly while sitting in the stands as Alabama's kicking the hell
beating
out
their
of
ass. Not a lot they can do about that. And that's
not a lot anybody going to do about that.
No. I don't know how good that is for college football.
Maybe KU should hire Nick Saban.
Hey. Now, see, at 67
How's
years
that
old,
for an
66,
idea?
67.
Right. Be the youngest coach in Kansas.
Something nobody's talking about.
Hey, nobody's talking about Kansas hiring Nick Saban.
Hot rumor.
I think we should start that. I'm going to tweet something.
Oh, trust me.
KU needs to go after Nick Saban.
Rumor. Sources. Sources close to Lopez.
Yeah, they're interested. That's actually an accurate treat. Kansas is interested in hiring Nick Saban.
Oh, good God. Let me tell you something right now. I don't know what I'd do if Nick Saban became the head coach of the University of Kansas. Listen, lots to get to in the next hour. We got Think Tank at 12:40. I expect you guys to be hype. All right, I don't want any Debbie Downers in the Think Tank at 12:40. Your Texans are 6-3. We still have not given out our game balls. Let's do that at 12 o'clock. Also, too, we told you once, we just did our power rankings. We'll reset the power rankings for the AFC, where the Texans stand and all that, and why it's not as big a gap as you think with this 6-game win streak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.